Okay, what we want to discuss tonight, you'll see from the page of the Mishabur in front of you, is a question that is on many people's minds, and it's important to start thinking about, you know, what the world will be like after everything has calmed down, and what we're going to do in order to catch up and to get our lives back to a sense of normalcy. There is a beautiful comment about the Klausenberger Rebbe after the end of the Holocaust, that the day that the Jews were relieved by the Allies who came to relieve him from the concentration camps. So the Klausenberger Rebbe was able, in all of his strength, able to gather the Jews together and tell them, you know, it's time to move on, it's time to reconnect and realize that the situation of the past is no longer in effect and it's time to move forward into rebuilding. And one of the points that needs to be discussed, certainly not the most critical or life-saving point, but when it comes to rebuilding after this episode has passed, is the issue of laning. We've all missed a number of weeks already of Kriyas HaTorah, and according to, you know, what the physicians and what the government says, it will be perhaps many more weeks of Kriyas HaTorah. And what does the halacha say in regards to making up a missed Kriyas HaTorah? Now, everything we're going to say is essentially found in the page of Mishnah Berurah in front of you. This is, if you want to open up your own Mishnah Berurah, this is in Or HaChaim and Siman Kuf Lamed Hei and Sif Beis. And everything we're going to say is there, but we're really going to flesh it out and really give a lot more background to what the Chafetz Chaim is trying to say. The story begins with a comment of the Or HaZaruah, one of the great Gedolei Ashkenaz, in Chelek Beis and Siman Memhei. And the Or HaZaruah tells the following story. He says that once Shabbos Parshas Emor, the city of Cologne, there was an Ikuv HaTfilah, and a stopping of the Kriyas HaTorah. What's an Ikuv HaTfilah? So we know that one of the takanos, one of the laws made by Rabbeinu Gershom, and this is discussed in the Tshuvas of the Maharam Rothenberg in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, is that if someone refused to come to Beis Din, if someone decided they would not come to court when they were called by the Beis Din, so then someone could come to shul and they could be mevatel, they could nullify and say, davening may not continue unless we take care of this issue in Beis Din. And they could stop davening, and they could stop laning. And this was a power given out by Rabbeinu Gershom in order to pressure people to come to Beis Din. The next Shabbos, there was a psak from the Rav of Cologne, Rav Eliezer ben Rav Shimshon. And he said that they should begin the Kriyas HaTorah that Shabbos from Parshas Emor of last week's Shabbos, and they should continue with the laning into Parshas Behar, so they don't skip a Parsha in that week, from that year's laning of the Torah. And the Or HaZaruah goes on to explain that from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a takana, there was a law to read the entire Torah every year, so that people know the mitzvos, we have to know what the Torah says. And we should not say that since, you know, the zman, the time of that Shabbos has passed, therefore the Parsha is no longer relevant, because there is no established takana that a Parsha needs to be read on a particular week. Nowhere does it say that this Parsha needs to be read according to that Shabbos. Rather, we simply read the Parshios in order. That's what we're told to do. What's the proof? So he brings a number of proofs. He says that if Yontif falls on Shabbos, we push off the Kriyas HaTorah for that Shabbos. And what do we do next week? We don't skip it. We simply pick up where we left off the week before when we were not able to lane because of Yontif. In addition, even if you were to argue that certain Shabbosos have certain Parshios, we still shouldn't be mevatel that Parsha that was not read. For example, the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Hei says that in the process of the Shir Shal Yom in the Beis HaMikdash, they made sure to never skip the proper Shir Shal Yom of that day. It was always made up, even if there was something else falling on the calendar. So ask the Or HaZaruah, why is this not Tircha D'Tzibura? Why is this not a burden on the community to read two Parshios in Shul? Another 15-20 minutes to read a whole nother laning? So he explains that we see in Maseches Sofrim in Perek Yud Aleph that even for one missed Pasuk, we go back. We go back for one missed word in some cases, and we read the entire Parsha again. And we're not concerned of Tircha D'Tzibura, the burden of the community. And certainly, says the Or HaZaruah, if an entire Parsha was missed, we are not concerned about Tircha D'Tzibura. If we go back for one Pasuk, certainly we should go back for the whole Parshin to make sure that the Torah is read properly. In addition, he says, throughout the course of the year, we have double Parshios all the time. Nobody gets up in shul and says, we can't have Matos Masei because it's too much of a Tircha for the Tzibur. We read double Parshios all the time, and this is the approach of the Or HaZaruah. However, not everyone agrees. In the next generation, the Maharil, the great leader of Minog Ashkenaz, writes in his Tshuvas HaChadoshos in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, and the Maharil says, I saw the Azarua. I know what he writes. But I said, I never saw such a thing, he says. I never saw such a minag to make up a miskriyas HaTorah. He suggests that perhaps it wasn't done in his area because the possibility of confusing people when they would come to shul, they wouldn't understand why we're reading this week, what happened to last week. It would mess people up. In addition, the Ma'arikash in his Erech Lechem on the tour says that in Mitzrayim, they never made up mislaining for Kriyas HaTorah for the Tzibur. The Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach writes in the Makor Chaim in our Siman and Shulchan Aruch, he says, Al Pi Kabbalah, Al Pi Sod, that Kriyas HaTorah cannot be corrected. And the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov in Chela Gimel, he says that the Ma'arikash is perhaps speaking about a community where the laning of Shabbos sometimes doesn't take place, where it's not infrequent that they miss a Shabbos. And in such a community, there's no real established kvias, established law for the laning, and therefore, there's no reason to make up what is missed. So we have a Machlokas Rishonim. Do we make up mislaning, or do we not make up a mislaning? So if you look in your Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Lamed Hey in Sif Beis, you'll see the small words of the Rama, and the Rama writes in Bidlu Shabbos Echas Kriyas Aparsha Betzibor LeShabbos Haba Korinosa Parshi in Parsha Ashaychelos Shabbos. If you the Tzibor, the entire community, misses a Kriyas HaTorah, so then the next Shabbos they should make it up and they should lay in two parshios as directed by the Or Zarua. So Rav Shechter has pointed out a number of times, and he cites the Sharei Rachamim on the classic work, the Sharei Ephraim, which is considered to be the main guidebook to the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. And the Sharei Rachamim suggests that the Or Zarua was dealing with a case where the Tzibur had gathered, but the Torah was never read. That's the case where the Or Zarua was talking about. There was never a Tzibur in the first place. However, says the Sharei Rachamim, if the Tzibur never gathered in the first place, like for us, our shuls did not gather last Shabbos, there was never a Tzibur in the first place to read the Torah, then there's no chiyuv, mandate to read the Torah, because there was never a Tzibur there to read for the Torah. And accordingly, to the Shari Rachamim, there should never be a Tashlumin for whatever's going on right now, because there was never a Tzibur gathered together to read the Torah. And if there's no Tzibur, there's no Chiyuv, there's no responsibility to have the Torah being read. However, Rav Shechter notes that the minig is to lay in two parshios for a Tashlumin, for a makeup, even in this case, and the minig is to make up for mislainings nevertheless, even in a case similar to our situation. Now, the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha there in the Mishnah Berurah, cites a machlokas whether you can make up a Kriyas HaTorah if the Tzibur mislaining on purpose, or perhaps it only works if it happened b'shogeg, something against their will. Meaning, let's say one Shabbos, everybody said, we'll skip laning, we don't want to do it. And the next week they feel bad and they want to come back and make up the laning. So the Ateres Zekenim and the Shulchan Aruch is discussing a particular case. His case is the case of a Tzibur, of a shul, that forgot to lane on Monday. They woke up Monday morning, it was early, they were tired, and they just skipped through Kriyas HaTorah, and they went straight to Asher of Alitzion, Tachanun, and they didn't lane. So they realize at the end of davening, in the middle of the day, somebody sends out a WhatsApp to the group, and they say, oh my gosh, we forgot to lane, it's Monday, we forgot to lane, what are we supposed to do? So they decided they would lane on Tuesday morning. Why? Because they said, we shouldn't go 3 days without hearing the Torah. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that we establish, we have laning at least every 3 days to not miss the Torah. On one hand, perhaps this is like davening, where the halacha is you can only make up a tashlumen if you miss the davening b'shogeg, by accident. On the other hand, Kriyas HaTorah is not like tefillah, because tefillah is dependent on a zman, right? Shachris mincha mariv. And once that zman has passed, then there's no more mitzvah for tefillah, it's gone. The Chachamim established for tefillah a way to fix it, right? If you miss Shachris, and the zman has passed, so you can make it up in mincha in the subsequent davening. However, Kriyas HaTorah is not about Kriyas HaTorah is about going 3 days without Torah. And on Tuesday, there's still a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, so you don't go 3 days from Shabbos without Torah, right? You laned on Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and now Tuesday you should still lane, because I didn't hear Torah for 3 days. Okay, so the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha discusses what the Halacha is that case. So he wants to say that perhaps, since it was done since it was done only b'shogeg, by accident, that's when it should be allowed. So the Prima Gadim and the Shulchan Atzei Shittim say the assumption of the poskim is that even if Kriyas HaTorah was not done on purpose, you can still be mashlim, was skipped on purpose, you can still be mashlim next week. So again, everybody decides we don't want a lane, they feel bad the next time, you can make it up even if you did it on purpose. However, the Bir HaGra, as we'll see again and again, seems to understand that the idea of making up laning is the same as making up for Tashlum. And just like a person can't wake up, you know, Friday morning and say, you know, I don't feel like Shachris, and I'll roll over and go back to bed. And then at Mincha say, oh, I feel so bad, I miss Shachris, I want to make it up. So that doesn't work. You can't do it if you do it on purpose. So the Vilna Gaon seems to say that Kriyas HaTorah should be the same thing. Now, the next type of case that is discussed is, can you make up at Mincha, right? We missed laning Shabbos morning. Can we get together at Mincha and lane? Or you missed laning on Monday morning. Can you lane at Mincha? Can you lane at Mincha on Monday? Is that allowed? So comes Rav Yecheskel Landau, better known as the Nodes of Yehuda or the Tzlach, and less often known as his work on Shulchan Aruch, the Dagel Mirvava. And he writes in our Siman of Shulchan Aruch that if the Tzibur doesn't lane at Shachris on Shabbos, they should make it up at Mincha on Shabbos. You should come back to Shul for Mincha on Shabbos and lane, because all of Shabbos is a time for Kriyas HaTorah. However, you cannot make up a missed laning on Monday or Thursday. Now, the Mishnah Berurah understands that the Dagel Mirvava would allow making up a mislaning for Monday and Thursday in the afternoon of those days, right? If I miss Monday, then the Nodim would say I could do it on Monday afternoon. In fact, the Ma'ari Asad, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, writes in his Tshuvas Yehuda Ya'aleh and Orachayim Siman Nunhei, and he says that he knows of a meeting where a number of gedolim were unable to daven that morning for a particular reason, and they made up the laning at the Monday afternoon Kriyas HaTorah, when they missed the Shachris Kriyas HaTorah. In the Tshuvas Goren David, by one of the great Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, the Goren David was written by Rav Aaron David Deutsch, who was the rabbi of Balaskeramt, which is a city in Hungary. So the Chasam Sofer says about Rav Aaron David Deutsch that his tefilos were so great that he would have banked all of his Olam Haba on the tefilos of his Talmud Rav Deutsch. So Rav Deutsch writes in his Tshuvas Goren David that the Chasam Sofer did this himself. One time the Chasam Sofer was unable to daven Shachris and hear Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, and he made up laning at Mincha that afternoon. And this is the Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. There's a remarkable and a painful story in the Tshuvas of the Melamed Lahoel in Aruch Chaim Simenun Aleph. There is a record that in the name of Rav Israel Hildesheimer, the previous Rav in Berlin, that unfortunately many of the students of Berlin had to go to school on Shabbos, and they would daven early without laning, and then they would have to go to school on Shabbos and have to go to school without doing any malacha. And at Mincha, in the afternoon after school was done, Rav Israel Hildesheimer had a special Kriyas HaTorah at Shabbos Mincha to make up for the lost Kriyas HaTorah from Shabbos morning. Rav Shechter writes in Nevesh HaRav, there were times when Rabbi Soloveitchik would have to travel from Boston to New York on Monday morning, and he would miss Kriyas HaTorah. And he would come to the yeshiva in the afternoon, he would give shir, and then he would ask the boys if there was anybody who had not heard Kriyas HaTorah, so you could have a minyan to make a laning, and they would lane at Mincha. Now, this was based on the assumption that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas ha-yachid, it's a responsibility for the individual, not the tzibor, not our discussion right now. However, arguing on all of this is the Chidah. The Chidah writes in the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al that if there is no laning on Shabbos morning, then you should make it up the next week and not read Shabbos at Mincha. And the reason is that we may not call seven aliyahs at Mincha, and therefore, it is better that it should be postponed until the next Shabbos. The Or HaZeruah and the Ramah already said that you make up laning on Shabbos, right? How come in the Or HaZeruah's question, that shul didn't say, well, we'll lane at Mincha? Nobody said that. So we see from the Or HaZeruah and the Ramah, says the Chidah, that the assumption is always done that Kriyas HaTorah is not made up at Mincha, but it's kicked off to the next laning opportunity during the day. The Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu was to read the Parsha on Shabbos morning, not to read the Parsha at Mincha. And many Achronim, including Rav Avad Yosef and the Abi Omer and Chelek Dalet and Or HaChaim Siman Yudzayin, agree that the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos morning should not be made up at Mincha. And many Achronim also cite a Zohar, which is against reading the full Parsha at Mincha. And for Sfardim, I would say that is for them. However, for many of us Ashkenazim, the Shari Ephraim writes in Perek Zayin, and cites this Machlokes in the Chidah, and the Dagam Ravava whether you can make up at Mincha, and he makes a compromise. That if you have not yet started Mincha, then you should come to Shul, take out the Torah, read seven Aliyahs from that week's Parshas HaShavua. And that's what you should do, and then daven Mincha afterwards. If you started Mincha and you said Asher Yuval Tzion on Shabbos, so you should continue with the regular Kriyas HaTorah for Mincha, and then make up the laning for next week's Shabbos morning laning. And this is what is cited by the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion and the Aruch HaShulchan as well. So it seems halacha l'maaseh for Ashkenazim that if you miss Shabbos morning, you should make it up before you daven Mincha. But if you started Mincha, you'll make it up next week. Okay, the Torah Chaim writes against the Shari Ephraim. How could you simply take out a Torah, independent of tefillah, and start reading the Torah, not connected to davening, and then all of a sudden put the Torah back and read another three aliyahs? He suggests the following. He says you should start Mincha, call up a Kohen at Minchan Shabbos, have him read the entire laning from Shabbos morning, and then three more psukim into the next Parsha, and then Levi and Yisrael will get the regular three aliyahs. The minig is not like that. The minig is like the Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Ephraim to make up a missed Shabbos morning laning at Mincha before davening. Okay, now with all of that background, let's turn to our predicament. The Mishnah Berurah cites, this is in Sifkat and Vav if you're looking along, the Mishnah Berurah cites a machlokus about what to do if the Tzibur misses a number of Shabbosos, like the situation we are in. He begins with the Maharam Mintz. The Maharam Mintz writes in Siman Peihei, and also the Atar Zakenim, that you only read the Parsha of the last Shabbos that was missed before the Shabbos where you can start reading again in Shul. So, Lamashal, I hope I'm wrong, but let's say, you know, you read Parshas, Matos, and then the next week is Maaseh, and in that situation, I don't think it's split up this year, but just for the sake of example. So you can only read the Parsha from the week before. You cannot make up multiple weeks missed, according to the Maharam Mintz. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Maharam Mintz in the next Sifkatan. And he explains that if on Shabbos you are making up last week's missed reading, it's a double Parsha. You cannot make up the last week's Kriya, because we find no source anywhere that you can read three Parshios on Shabbos. That's the reason the Maharam Mintz. We find nobody saying that you can make up three Parshios and have three lanings, three Parshios read in one Shabbos. The Elia Rabba argues. The Elia Rabba, the Talmud of the Magen Avraham, writes in our Siman in Kuf Lamed Hei that you must be mashlim, you must make up all of the lanings that were missed. In addition, the Mishnah Berurah cites the Hagos Minhagim and Osmem Aleph, who says there's no source to the idea that you can't read more than two parshas on a Shabbos. It says that nowhere in the Gemara. It says that nowhere in the Rishonim. Why can I read five parshas on Shabbos? Why can I read seven parshas on Shabbos? Who cares at the end of the day? And this is also the opinion of the Magen Giborim as well. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? We have a machlokas here in the Mishnah Berurah about whether you can make up multiple parshas. The Mishnah Berurah concludes by saying that the Bir HaGra seems to follow the first opinion, who says that you cannot make up multiple parshas that were missed. And this is because he references the Ramah, again in the laws of Tefillah, that Tashlumin is only made up by the last thing missed. You cannot make up. If you miss Shachar Semincha, you can't say, and you want to do Marev, you can't in Marev Daven, a Shmoneh Esrei for Shachar, a Shmoneh Esrei for Mincha, and a Shmoneh Esrei for Marev. It doesn't work. You only get the last one available. However, there is a contradiction to the Gra. Because in the Tosefes Maisa Rav, which is one of the many collections of accounts of the Vilna Gaon's life, in Os Lamed Daled, they record that in the midst of the great debate between the Hasidim and the Mesnagdim, there was a certain point where the Vilna Gaon was put in jail. And he was put in jail for 4 weeks. And he missed the laning of the Torah for 4 weeks. And when he came out of jail, the Vilna Gaon asked the Baal Kori to read all 4 weeks parshios for him on the next Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon himself made up the previous weeks. It is also reported in the classic biography of the Chazon Ish, the Pe'er Hador and Chelek Gimel, that the Chazon Ish was sick in bed for 2 weeks, and he asked the Baal Kori to make up 2 weeks worth of laning for him at the end of the day. Now, Rav Shechter understands that the reasoning of those who limit a tashlumen, making up only 1 week and no more for Kriyas HaTorah, is because it's a tircha de tzibura. Because it's a burden on the tzibur They're going to sit there and schlep out five parshios in one Shabbos day. It's a lot to listen to. And Rav Schechter then says that, again, I'm not saying that Rav Schechter is saying in our particular case. I'm saying what Rav Schechter has said in Lumdus, in theoretically in the past. He says if the Tzibur agrees to make up more than the Tashlumen from the last week, and the Tzibur is Mevater, and the Tzibur agrees that they want to hear all of this laning, then the halacha is you are allowed to make up multiple weeks if that would be the case. And therefore, theoretically, you would not have to lane five parshios on the first Shabbos that we're all back in shul, Bezras Hashem, but you could actually split up a number of lanings over weeks and divide it up so you could have two every week until you're able to catch up theoretically. Again, this is all in theory. I'm not only talking to my shul, so I'm not going to tell other shuls what to do. I'm not even sure what I am going to do in my shul, but the idea is that you would want to do what you can. Question: what if you miss Kisisa and want to make it up the next week, but next week is Vayakha Bakude? Can you make it up? Again, theoretically, if the tzibur is open to doing that, then theoretically you could do that. If the tzibur wants to be Mevatzer and have it, then theoretically that would be allowed as well. There is a bit of a discussion, I'm not going to get into it right now, just for the sake of time, there's a bit of discussion about, in the Ma'ara Mintz, about making up a week that's the end of one of the Svarim of the Torah, in a week, the subsequent week where you start a new Sefer, so that you end Vayikra, and then the next week you want to make up in Bamidbar for the last Parshios in Vayikra. The Ma'ara Mintz doesn't like that, it's not clear why, he doesn't think you can join two books together. He doesn't really explain, but that's, we're going to not get into that case right now. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Reish Pei cites Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shani Ephraim, who talks about Tashlumen for Dalet Parshios. This is incredibly relevant because many of us missed Parshas Para. So the Mishnah Brura says there's no Tashlumen for the Dalet Parshios. You do not make up the four Parshios that are missed of Zachar, Parash, Kalman, Chodesh. The reasons that the Chachamim were gozer that these Parshios should be read in those special Shabboses. And once that Shabbos is not there, it's gone, so then there's no mitzvah anymore. Even the Parshios that are Min HaTorah, Zachar, perhaps Parshas Para, the Takana was only for that Shabbos and no other time. The regular Parshios are not tied to the Shabbos. Right, we see in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have the same laning. In Eretz, as the Rambam says, they used to lane on a triennial cycle in Eretz Yisrael, 3 years. So we see it's not tied to a Shabbos. But those special parshios are tied to a specific Shabbos, and they cannot be made up according to the Mishnah Brura. The Tshuvas Beis David, Rav David of Salonika, writes in Siman Kuf Vav that you can make up the parshios par if it's skipped. And this is the opinion of the Ma'aram Shik, and he says that all of Adar is appropriate for Shkalim. And Hesoros Shuv agrees as well. Now this is irrelevant to us because Adar is come and gone. So the relevance is not there anymore. The Chidal, the Ledavid Emes, the Tshuvas Emes Liyakov also seems to argue that even those who say Dalet Parshios cannot have Tashlumen should agree that Para is different. You know, Para, the Yushami says Para really should be read right before Nisan because the Para Duma was actually offered tomorrow. The first Parah Aduma was burnt tomorrow on Beis Nisan. And after the Mishkan was built on Aleph Nisan. So why don't we read Parah beforehand? Because we need to purify ourselves before the Chodesh. And therefore we push it up a week before. But really, theoretically, you could have read Parah according to the Chidah in the subsequent Shabbos anyway. But again, this is all irrelevant because all these Parshas has passed us by and we cannot make them up. Okay, what does a Tashlumen look like? Let's discuss that. We'll just end with this. What does a made-up laning, a made-up Kriyas HaTorah, look like in Shul? So the Or Zeruah explains that first you read the Mis Parsha, and then you read the Chovas Hayom, the Parsha for that Shabbos. That's clear according to everybody. There are essentially two opinions. The Magen Avraham cites the Ma'ara Mintz, who says that one Aliyah must connect the two Parshios together in order to attach them. There has to be a link in the middle. And therefore, in the Ma'ara Mintz's eyes, in the Magen Avraham's eyes, the first three aliyos should be in the first parsha. The fourth aliyah should start in the end of the first parsha, and it should go into the next parsha. And the next three aliyahs should end in that week's parsha of the Chovas Hayom. And this is cited by the Shari Ephraim, who says the Revi should be the combining aliyah, and if not Revi, Sheni or Shlishi. And this is the Shita amongst the Magen Avraham and the Shari Ephraim. This is certainly the Shita for Ashkenazim. Svardim follow the Birchas HaMayim in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. The Birchas HaMayim says that the Kohen should get the missed Parsha along with three Psukim. So that's a very long Aliyah. That's the whole Parsha for the Kohen, and then three Psukim from that week's Parsha. And then the next six Aliyos should be divided amongst the Parshas HaShavua, and this is the opinion of the Tshuvas Devar Moshe, the Sefer Chaim, or V'Chaim Pelagi, the Pesach HaDvir, the Kaf HaChaim, Yabia Omer. So for the Sfardim, that's what they would do. For Ashkenazim, we would simply split it in two and put Revi as a combining factor between the two Parshas. So this is, hope, a little bit of clarity to one piece of a generally unclear situation. Hopefully give us an idea of what is to come. And what is supposed to be in the future when we actually have the chance to undistance ourselves socially and to get together. And I'm sure each Rav of each shul will make the appropriate choice for their decision, where they will make up Tashlumen, where they won't make up Tashlumen, and eventually we'll come back to the proper Seder Hayom. Okay, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.